ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie Series Season 4, Lori's Story Lesson 38. Make your Japanese colorful. My name is Eric, and I'm joined here by Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. In this lesson, you'll learn how to describe people's personalities and appearances. We're also going to introduce another type of adjective.
I adjectives, such as 大きい,
big,
or かっこいい,
cool. This conversation takes place at
Lori-san-no-uchi.
Lori's apartment. The conversation is between
Lori-san to Shizuka-san.
Lori and Shizuka. Lori and Shizuka are talking about a boy. Ooh, girls talk, huh?
そうですね。
Now, before we listen to the conversation,
we want to ask,
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about this study tip.
So we were just wondering if you've tried it. And if so,
what do you think of it?
Just leave us some feedback in the comments section of this lesson. Let's listen.
ああ、大きくて面白い、ドリューさん。
違います、違います。中国人で、細くて、かっこいい、リュウさん。
ああ、リュウさん。優しくて、おとなしい人ですね。はい、はい、わかります。友達でした。
でした？
ええ、もう友達じゃないです。私の彼氏です。
嘘。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ああ、大きくて面白い、ドリューさん？
違います。違います。中国人で細くてかっこいい、リュウさん。
ああ、リュウさん。優しくて、おとなしい人ですね。はい、はい、わかります。友達でした。
でした？
ええ。もう、友達じゃないです。私の、彼氏です。
嘘。
今度は英語が入ります。
ああ、大きくて面白い、ドリューさん。
ああ、Drew, the big funny guy?
違います、違います。中国人で細くてかっこいい、リュウさん。
No, no. He's Chinese. He's slim and good looking and his name is Ryu.
ああ。リュウさん。
ああ、リュウ。
優しくて、おとなしい人ですね。
The nice quiet guy.
はい、はい、わかります。
Okay, okay. I got it now.
友達でした。
He was my friend.
でした？
Was your friend?
ええ、もう友達じゃないです。
Yeah, he's not my friend anymore.
私の彼氏です。
He's my boyfriend.
嘘。
What? No way! Whoa, didn't see that coming, Naomi-sensei.
ねえ、三角関係ですね。By the way, 三角 is triangle, and 関係 is relationship.
Wait, wait, wait. So you think that Shizuka also likes Ryu?
と思いますけどね。I think so.
Ooh, things are getting hot up in here. So Lori said that Ryu is her kareshi, right? Which means boyfriend.
はい、そうです。Right. But the word kareshi literally means he or him.
But it's not really ever used as he or him, right? It's usually used as boyfriend.
そうですね。Boyfriend ですね。
On to the vocabulary.
次は単語です。
The first word is?
違います。
To be different, to differ.
ちがいます。 違います。
The next word is?
細い。
Thin, slender.
細い。細い。
The next word is?
優しい。
Kind, gentle.
優しい。優しい。
The next word is?
おとなしい。
Quiet, calm.
おとなしい。おとなしい。
The last word is?
彼氏。
Boyfriend.
彼氏。彼氏。
What's the first word we're going to look at today, Nami-sensei?
彼氏 and 彼氏
Boyfriend. So it's the same word with different pronunciations.
Right, そうです。
By the way, what's girlfriend in Japanese?
彼女 or 彼女
Which, like 彼氏, also means her, right?
Mm.
And in this case, it's pretty common to actually say 彼女 to mean her.
Mm. If you're going to say he or him, 彼 is more common. And 私の彼氏 or 私の彼女 implies your steady lover. It doesn't mean male friend or female friend.
Okay, so you can't talk about your friend saying, hey, that's my 彼女 or that's my 彼氏. People would assume that's your girlfriend or boyfriend.
そうです。
So how do you say male friend then?
男友達。男 is man. 友達 is friend.
So what about female friend?
女友達。女is woman. 友達 is friend.
You know, but in my experience, people don't usually specify what gender their friend is, right?
No.
People say like, oh, I went out with my 友達 yesterday.
So, 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 so.
And you're left, you know, guessing what kind of friend.
But if like somebody asks you like, oh, 彼氏?
And then you'd say,
いえ。彼氏じゃないです。男友達です。
Sounds good. On to the grammar.
次は文法です。
In this lesson, you're going to learn how to describe people or items using more than two adjectives. We'll also review e-adjectives. So look out for the bonus track of extra e-adjectives on the JapanesePod101.com feed. Okay, Nami-sensei, give us two e-adjectives.
面白い
Interesting
優しい
Kind How do you say interesting and kind?
面白くて優しい
So when you want to combine two e-adjectives, the first adjective you say has to be changed to te form, right? So to create the te form of an e-adjective, you have to drop the final e sound and add
くて
All right, this is better explained with an example. So the dictionary form of interesting is
面白い
Drop the e
面白
And add くて
面白くて
So how do you say sweet and delicious?
Sweet is 甘い Delicious is 美味しい So 甘くて美味しい
What about cake?
ケーキは甘くて美味しいです。
Cake is sweet and delicious. 京都は? What about 京都?
京都は古くて面白いです。
京都 is old and interesting.
じゃあ、エリックさん、マイアミは?
マイアミは暑くて楽しい。
Hot and fun?
That's right. ナオミ先生、千葉は?
千葉? 千葉は、I have to use e adjectives, right? 千葉は東京から近くて楽しいです。
Adding a condition to it. It's close to Tokyo and it's fun.
東京から近い is close from Tokyo. So, 東京から近くて楽しいです。皆さんの街はどんなところですか?
What's your hometown like, everybody? Let us know in the comments section for this episode.
そうですね。E-adjectives を使ってください。
Yeah, please use E-adjectives. If you have a bit of time after this, go ahead and leave us a comment on this lesson.
If you have a question or some feedback, please leave us a comment.
Yeah, it's really easy. Just go to JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments.
For this lesson, of course, and enter your name and your comment. Nami-sensei and I read every comment, so we're looking forward to hearing from you.
よろしくお願いします。
So that does it for today, but I'll see you guys next time.
じゃあまた。
ああ、大きくて面白い、ドリューさん。
違います、違います。中国人で、細くて、かっこいい、リュウさん。
ああ、リュウさん。優しくて、おとなしい人ですね。はい、はい、わかります。友達でした。
でした?
ええ、もう友達じゃないです。私の彼氏です。
ええ、嘘。